A traveller who gets out halfway is of no use to the driver. You've just started a conversation and you're warming up when he reaches his destination. When the wheel of life is in your hands, you want a companion who will stay with you all the way. If your partner leaves you, well, the rest of your journey is a drag.
God rest his soul.
It feels like there's no ending.
Hello, Rosie.
Hello. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
How are you really?
I'm fine. May God grant your wishes.
Thank you, my dear. I hope it will.
Thanks. But today's not Thursday, is it?
I know, my dear, but...
God rest his soul.
I dreamt of Efat last night.
Ah, a good dream, I hope.
Loneliness is a terrible burden. Sometimes I think it shouldn't have taken so long. It's been too long. It's been too long.
What's taken so long?
10 years. 10 years of separation. I've missed her for 10 years. It's just too long.
When Ruzba was in hospital, he made me promise him something.
Mm-hmm.
He made me promise him not to go to him for now. Only because of Sarah. Well, it's a promise. However much you miss them, you can't break your promise.
Yeah.
Bezad!
When your life partner leaves, the straight line of life, it gets crooked. It's unsettling. I know. Nobody can take the place of a life partner. But if it's possible for the line to straighten out again, my dear, you should let it.
Rezi, I wasn't fortunate enough to meet Efat, but everyone in this area has heard a lot about the love between the two of you.
God rest her soul.
God rest her soul.
I can feel her absence so much.
Rezi, if you'll excuse me, I'll get back to work.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. If you need anything, I'm at your service.
Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.
Hello, sir.
Hello, son.
God rest his soul. May your prayers be answered.
Hopefully. God rest your loved ones' souls.
Don't be frightened, my son. Well done. It's good. It seems that at last, Razi's work has lasted another couple of years.
Mother Efat.
What is it, son? Have you seen a ghost? How do you know Efat?
You know, Mother Efat.
You didn't say where you knew Efat from.
Mother Efat's my grandmother.
Whose son are you? Reza's or Milia's?
Reza.
Well done, Reza. So now, you've all come to Mashhad?
No. It's just me. Because I go to university here. Excuse me, you are...
Your grandfather, Razi. Where is he? Won't he come to the shop?
Yes, he will. He's gone out for a minute. He'll be right back. I don't recognize you.
And you shouldn't, my son. I am Alia, your mother Efat's sister.
Really? I'm really sorry. I'm sorry I didn't recognize you. You're very, very welcome. If you just wait a minute, I'll go and call grandfather to come.
It's okay. There's no need to stress yourself. And there's no need for you to call him. Where is he anyway?
He's here. Come, follow me. He's in the bazaar, sitting over there, on the bench.
Rest your soul, sister. You're very lucky.
Olie?
She's lucky that offerings are given for her sake. It's great people will pray for her.
Hello, Father. Hi. I'm fine. How... You okay? Yeah, great. Father, do you know who has come? I'm at the shop. Yeah, with Grandfather. No. Do you know who's come? Your aunt. Auntie Elia. I swear. Well, why should I lie? Well, I didn't recognise her at first, and when I saw that she looked just like Mother Efat, I was a bit freaked out at first. Well, but then... No. She introduced herself. Yes. No. Why should I lie? She's sitting in the bazaar with Grandfather. They're talking to each other now. Okay. No, I'll call you. Okay. Bye-bye.
I won't take much of your time. Just a few minutes. I came to tell you something and leave. Efat didn't like these cakes. She liked pastries, dry pastries. None of these. She was my sister before she became your wife. So, of course, I know her better. Even though I had no sister after she became your wife.
God have mercy on me.
What is it, Razi? You still don't like listening to me talk, huh? Don't worry. I told you, I haven't come here for a fight. You and me are too old to sulk, aren't we now, hey?
You're very welcome, but I beg you to come into the shop and talk. It's not proper like this.
Okay, then. Let's go.
Well, you're very welcome. When I called my father and told him you had come, he sent his love, Haj Khanum.
I haven't been to Mecca yet.
Well, God willing, one day you will. Please, have a drink, dear aunt.
How did you come up with dear aunt? Everybody always used to call me Auntie Alia. Well, I mean, your father and aunt when they were children, and all the other relatives. Your father hasn't called me dear aunt for ages.
When the children were in Mashhad, they would come and visit you.
The children, yes. But what about their mother?
That's the way you wanted it.
Wasn't that what you and Effort wanted? Tell me, son. Don't you have anything to do? Can you leave us two alone so we can talk in private?
Yes, actually, I have to go to university, and I'm a bit late as well. Here you are. Here. Grandfather, you don't need me, do you?
No, son. Go on. Go take care of your business.
See you later, then, Auntie Leah.
Take care.
Okay, you were saying?
Well, I wanted to consult you before the advertisements went out. Well, we are your tenants, and the agency will be the only thing left, so... You know very well that this place has been a travel agency for 12 years. It's better for someone else to run the place.
What's the rush? Why so soon?
I don't want to sell this place either. This was Roosbo's. I don't think Sara would even like the idea.
I don't understand. Are you tired of running this place? Is that it?
No, I'm not tired. It's a private matter. I'll explain later. I just wanted to say, if you agree, I'd like to leave this place to you. Who better than you?
But you know what it is.
I'm in no hurry to sell. I've got 4 pieces of land which I've advertised in here. But I don't want a stranger to buy them.
But you see, Ms. Padidar, if I don't know the reason, I can't give you any promises. I've told you many times, you're just like a sister to me. I mean, whatever you decide, I'm at your service. But what you just said made my heart sink. It made me worried.
Well, because I'm worried too, I want to sell this place. I thought if one day I can't, I don't want any more of what reminds me of Roosbo's to be shut down.
Don't worry, Miss Padidar. Everything will sort itself out. Excuse me.
Mr. Habibi, then I can be sure that if anything happens, anything at all, you'll look after Sara in this place, right? I thank you very much.
There's no need to thank me, my sister. It's my duty. Excuse me.
Last night I dreamt of Effat. All these years I haven't dreamt of her much. I thought to myself... That's your sister. When she was alive, she was so stubborn. She'd never come to see you. And now that she's dead, she won't even come into your dreams.
Effat did come to see you. But when she saw you, you weren't interested. And saw the way that you were behaving.
Mr. Razi, you know very well that my life depended on Effat. I'm not saying she was more important than you, no. But she was not less important.
Yes.
We thought when we got married, our sisterhood would be over. Well, at least I thought that.
Not a day passed without Effat thinking of you, and she wouldn't end it either. Every day it ate away at her, and she felt lonelier day by day.
She wasn't lonelier than I was. There were 2 children around her. She could have taken the first step. I was the eldest, so to speak.
Didn't she take the first step? Olier? How many times did Effat come crying back from your house? How many times?
Effat was an expert at crocodile tears. Look, I didn't come for all of this, Razi. Okay, I made mistakes. Effat made mistakes. Over a few stupid comments. We stopped seeing each other for years and were left all alone. It was because of my bad behaviour and her pride. She loves you so much, she couldn't bear to hear somebody say negative things about you.
If you haven't come here to dig up the past, then why are you patronising me? Everything you're saying is related to the past. Maybe you've come here to blame me for the separation of you 2 sisters, then. You blame me. Okay, sister. Okay, I'm to blame. You happy now? Do you feel better now? I'm to blame. Excuse me, Mr. Rossi, has something happened? No, my dear. Today I don't have the patience for anything. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bother you. If you could please have a word with Miss Padidar. I talked to her a few minutes ago. She was fine then. Yes, she's fine, but she's worried. She talks about selling the travel agency and...
Mr. Sayed Razi.
What?
Isn't that a fad?
They're similar, right?
Very.
It's her sister. Oh. For 10 years, Afat was waiting impatiently for her to come and see her, but she never did. Because of silly things, sulking for no reason. You know what for? A poor son-in-law and a wealthy sister-in-law. All that kind of stuff.
Well, are you all right now? You've gone all pale in the face.
No, son, I'm fine, fine. It's because the only one I didn't expect to see today was her, Ollie.
Hello.
You said what you wanted to say, now you're leaving?
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be right here till you feel better. I have to talk to you, Razi. I'll go to that hotel.
Yes, it's my hotel. You're welcome. Welcome.
Yes, it's my hotel. You're welcome. Oh, my dear, Sajjad will be back any minute.
I'm here if you need me. I'll call an ambulance.
I'm fine. Go, go, go back to work, my son. Go.
Yes, that way.
That way.
Radio Tehran.
FM 94.
The capital. This is Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. Radio Tehran.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful, send blessings to Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad. Greetings to you, dear listeners. And let's have a look at today's headlines.
Grandfather?
Yes?
When I was talking to Father, he said that Mother Efat and Auntie Aliyah were estranged for 10 years.
He didn't say why?
No.
Many years before Mother Efat and I got married... Auntie Aliyah was married herself. She had everything. A big house, land, money, wealth. We had none of that. I had just opened this shop. And they said, that apprentice who's just opened a shop, as Auntie Aliyah used to say, nobody even considers him a human being.
That's why you weren't seeing each other then.
It wasn't me. Not even a fat. They were two sisters who had fallen out. Aliyah was worried about Efat's well-being. She'd say, she's gone and married that unemployed, homeless photographer and popped out two kids, and we don't know if he's got anything for himself. But we were living our lives and not paying any attention to her. Aliyah was worried about her. She felt sorry for her and wanted to help, give her some money. But Efat was proud. She wouldn't take any. She was content with her life, her husband, and with the small amount of money I made. She was even proud of it. It was hard for her to hear snide remarks, and she hated when they offered her money. She didn't want any of that. But, well, she was the eldest sister. She didn't want to disrespect her. She didn't want to tell her, my dear, if we aren't swimming in money, well, at least every single penny we make is clean.
Yeah.
Good for those who understand what money is halal and which is not. I didn't tell you I dreamt of Mother Afet last night.
No, you didn't. But it was obvious from the offerings that you were giving out.
Yes. I dreamt of her last night. It was at her father's house. That house in Nishapur. She was young. Just like the first time I went to ask for her hand.
Grandfather? That's not sad. It's obvious that Auntie Elia misses her too. That's why she's here.
But I'm still afraid she's come here to strut in the guise of helping me with this shop.
No, it's obvious she's come to bury the hatchet.
We weren't enemies to have to bury the hatchet. Efat went to Alia's house many times. Many times she took the first step, but every time something happened and she came back crying.
I hope this time nothing will go wrong.
Yes, yes. You're right. This time it's different. Mother Efat came into both of our dreams.
Well, this could be a sign.
Yes, yes, this is a sign. Well done. It is a sign. The wheels are definitely turning in your head. Well done.
Auntie Elia? Auntie Elia? Auntie Elia?
Huh? Yeah?
Hello.
Ah, oh, hello. Tell me.
What?
Can't one find a drop of water around here?
Yes, I'll bring you some myself.
Oh, thank you very much, then. Oh.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Here, son. Tell me.
Yeah?
Has Razi consented now?
You know my grandfather better than I do. There's no ill will in his heart.
Mm.
I have to go to the shop. No one's there. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Take care. I don't have the energy to walk, let alone fight. I don't have the energy for many things. I don't even have the energy to be alone. In all these years, I haven't felt any less alone than ever.
God rest Nazar's soul.
Yes, God rest his soul. He left me all that money. A house, land, wealth. Which I can't be sure. I can't say my prayers in or... I say, Razi, Efat loved you very much. That's why she didn't want you to step foot in that house.
That's strange. I thought you'd come to start a fight like you used to.
No. I told you, We're too old for sulking and things like that. From all that money and wealth he left me, I've only kept one thing. Something I knew was as clean as my mother's breast milk. The Nishabur Gardens, I mean.
The Nishabur Gardens?
The place where Effort and I spent our childhood. I've been living there for some years now. With Effort, my mother's and father's memories, God rest their souls.
May God rest their souls, yes.
Mr. Razi, I wasn't as lucky as you and Effort were. To have children surround me, look after me, and to pray for me when I die.
God forbid.
We're nearing the end now, Mr. Razi.
Yes.
We shouldn't fool ourselves. That house and the gardens are mine and Effort's, God rest her soul. I know. My sister's eyes and heart were already overflowing. She never laid claim to that house, you know? I want to give that house to charity.
What? To charity?
I want to turn that place into a nursing home so I won't be alone in the last years of my life. And when I die, at least a few will pray for me.
You're doing a great thing. What could be better than that?
Effat's not around, so I can ask her permission. So you have to give me permission to give that place away in her stead.
She's given her consent. I dreamt of her last night.
Really?
Yes.
Last night?
Yes, last night. She was in the Nishabur Gardens.
You think Effat's okay with it?
Of course she is. All the years that you two were apart, all she could talk and think about were those gardens. She always thought and talked about that place, you and her father and mother. Oh, Alia, I apologize. When you came, I thought you wanted to talk about the past again, you know, to criticize me. I beg you, please forgive me.
Razi, if we're going to talk about forgiveness, I'll have to sit here till morning and ask for your forgiveness.
Don't say that.
Your grandchild was right. You have such a pure heart. If it wasn't so, Effat wouldn't have stood by you all of that time.
Come on. Whatever you're going to do with the Nishabur Gardens, I'm at your service. If you need any help, tell me.
I'm going to be having 20 guests.
That's great.
Tell me, is your handsome grandchild telling the truth, that he's looking after you, or is he going to bring you over there and force you to live with us cranky old fogies in a few years' time?
He wouldn't dare. No, he's looking after me. And anyway, Alia, you're not a cranky old woman. You're not in such bad shape. Hopefully, God will give you a long and honorable life. But you're doing the right thing. May God pay you back in kindness.
Thank you. You're too kind.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you later. Bye.
Somebody said to me, a drop of water with another drop of water doesn't make two drops of water. It makes a bigger drop of water. The story of brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers is just like those drops of water. There's something about those drops of water. Even though they sometimes shy away from each other and they draw away from each other, drops of water don't become two, three, or four drops of water when they reach each other. They become one, but bigger.
پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار، میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم، جایی میونه بودن و نبودن. میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم. اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم. جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن. جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن. من تو خودم گم شده بودم، اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی. تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه، من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی. تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.